Welcome to the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 8th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of book and publishing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Aim Higher Inker announces the release of Authentic Embellishments by Joshua Davis. Aim Higher Inc. proudly announces the release of Authentic Embellishments, Fragments of a Life Saved by Poetry, a hybrid work by acclaimed poet Joshua Davis. This marks the fifth title published by Aim Higher Inc., showcasing their dedication to amplifying powerful literary works. In this memoir, Davis explores personal trauma, chronic illness, and identity through language and lyricism. The work weaves together portraits of family, love, loss, and resilience with precision and heart. Literary figures like Lucille Clifton and Ruth Stone serve as guides, offering solace in dark moments. Authentic Embellishments is a poet's memoir, a testament to survival and creative reclamation. Joshua Davis, author of Reversal Spells in Blue and Black, brings a unique perspective to this compelling narrative. Lighthouse Labs alum book clubs raises over $1 million. Book Clubs, Inc., based in Camden, Maine, has raised over $1 million as CEO Anna Ford and her co-founders aim to transform their hobby into a successful business. Ford, along with her co-founders, plans to continue raising funds until September, with 7 follow-on commitments from previous investors already secured. The company, originally known as Book Clubs, was founded in 2015 after Ford's own book club faced challenges with organization and attendance. With a background in computer programming and experience in startups, co-founder Campbell serves as the company's chief technology officer. Book Clubs has grown to support 8,000 clubs and over 35,000 members, offering tools to organize meetings, vote on books, track discussions, and more. Ford's passion for book clubs has led her to run 5 clubs of her own, in addition to managing book clubs. Book Clubs, maker of app to manage book clubs, raises over $1 million a month. Book Clubs, Inc., based in Camden, Maine, has raised over $1 million as CEO Anna Ford and co-founders aim to turn their book club management app into a successful business. Ford plans to continue fundraising until September, with 7 follow-on commitments from previous investors. The company, originally known as Book Clubs, was founded in 2015 to solve the challenges Ford faced in her own book club. With over 8,000 clubs and 35,000 members using the app, Book Clubs has become a valuable tool for organizing meetings, voting on books, and tracking discussions. Ford's passion for book clubs has fueled the growth of the company, which now offers a range of features to support book club enthusiasts worldwide. Award-winning memoir, Love in Any Language by Evelyn Cole Latour, is an eye-opening book detailing a cross-cultural marriage. Award-winning memoir, Love in Any Language by Evelyn Cole Latour, offers a refreshing perspective on cross-cultural marriage. The book follows Evelyn's journey of falling in love with Antonio, a Peruvian university student, and navigating the challenges of parenthood, financial stress, and cultural differences. Latour's candid and insightful memoir has received rave reviews, with readers praising its honesty and ability to delve deep into the complexities of marriage. Evelyn Latour will be featured on The Author's Show on July 10th to discuss Love in Any Language. Her memoirs are available on Amazon, and signed copies can be purchased on her website. Learn more about Evelyn's fascinating journey at evelynlatour.com.
Climate change is a local issue, and here's what's happening in every part of Maryland. Climate change is impacting every part of Maryland, from dying oak trees in Montgomery County to ghost forests on the eastern shore. Temperatures in the state have risen around 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit since the 20th century, leading to more extreme weather events and flooding. vulnerable communities, especially on the Eastern Shore and in Baltimore City, are facing the greatest challenges. Saltwater intrusion is killing forests and impacting farmers, while rising sea levels threaten coastal areas. Baltimore City is experiencing urban heat islands and faces risks from rising sea levels and extreme storm events. Southern Maryland is susceptible to flooding and sea level rise, while Central Maryland and Western Maryland are also seeing temperature increases and extreme precipitation events. Despite minimal changes in Western Maryland, flash flooding remains a concern. The state is taking action to mitigate climate change impacts and protect communities and ecosystems.
Bernie's Book Bank partners with Newcastle Systems to accelerate book distribution. Bernie's Book Bank, a nonprofit focused on providing free, high-quality books to children in need, has partnered with Newcastle Systems to enhance its book distribution efforts. By integrating Newcastle's mobile-powered cart technology into its warehouse operations, Bernie's Book Bank can streamline book sorting, inventory management, and packing processes, ultimately getting more books to children faster. This partnership reflects Bernie's Book Bank's commitment to empowering children through literacy and Newcastle Systems' dedication to optimizing distribution workflows. Together, they are setting a new standard for efficient and human-centered nonprofit logistics, ensuring every child has access to the transformative power of books.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.